At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, while everyone is aware of the spiraling cost of private health insurance cover, many are unaware of the numerous benefit changes that are taking place. In essence, these changes mean that consumers could end up paying significantly more for arguably less cover. Dermot Good from Total Health Cover, a Loughton company, is on the line now. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're calling this shrinkflation.
Charlie West as well covered this morning in terms of all the changes. But in effect, what it means is that this kind of started last May. I mean, what we used to see previously, Pat, just generally at the context of this, what the insurance companies used to do was they'd have one big increase and that would basically be it for the year. Or alternatively, what they used to do was they'd give us a smaller increase, but they would shave off a little bit off the benefits. But what we're now seeing is we're getting the worst of both. So consumers are being hit by double-digit price increases. And now we've seen this kind of incremental erosion of certain benefits that started last May with VHI because they started reducing the outpatient refunds that we receive on most of their plans. So you now have a higher excess and they have caps on the amount you'll get back on a typical GP or consultant visit. And then Laya Healthcare followed in October, and they took a different approach. They started increasing the excesses that you have to pay when you go into a private hospital. So it means for most Laya members, every admission to a private hospital now, the excess that they pay will now be higher than it was previously, particularly if they go into Blackrock Clinic or the Mater Private Hospital. They've increased quite substantially. And then in April of this year, Irish Life Health decided to change their outpatient refunds. They decided to basically follow VHI. And all of their customers now from the 1st of April will now see caps on the amount of money they will get back on their outpatient refunds as well. And even the new entrant, Level Health, who, as we know, came into the market last November, on their top plan, Plan D, well, on the 28th of April this month, they are going to introduce a co-payment. So that's their top plan. But now anybody who needs to get a hip, knee or shoulder replaced or maybe get cataracts removed, they're going to have to contribute towards the cost of that. And that will only affect new members joining or renewing on or after the 1st of April.
Were they playing fast and loose when they started to market this idea? Very simple plans. And once you pay and you know what you get. And now within months of launching, they're changing.
Yeah, I think, Pat, all we can do is read between the lines here. It looks like they are getting a lot of claims coming through. And maybe we have to assume more claims than they expected on certain plans. And that's why they're telling us why they have to introduce these co-payments. Now, the other thing, Pat, as well, and which is more worrying. So exactly as you said at the start here now, there are people who are going to auto-renew on the same plan, and they're going to pay considerably more, and they're going to assume that, well, because I'm staying on the same plan, my benefits will be the same. Unfortunately, they can no longer make that assumption. And they really, at the very least, you know, in fairness to the insurance companies, it is clearly outlined in the renewal documentation, But a lot of people, Pat, as we know, they don't read that. They basically look at the premium cost and they ignore all the details. So you really should be phoning your insurance company. And even if you are one of those people who can afford to auto-renew, you know, and pay the higher premium, which obviously we don't recommend, you should ask your insurance company to advise you or confirm, have there been any changes to your plan? But even, Pat, I'm looking at some of the new plans that are coming on stream. And the insurance companies, and I get this, they will argue that there's a huge affordability issue, so they need to provide better value. But I'm looking at some of the lower cost plans coming on the market now. And in terms of premium, they're well priced. But I'm looking at things like the shortfalls on hip and knee replacements go from 20% to 40%. And not all hospitals are covered. So you have to be very careful that the hospitals in your jurisdiction are covered. I even see in some VHI plans, the Swift Care benefits or the 360, if you go into what they call the minor injury unit, MIU, on some of the new plans, there is no cover. So you could end up paying the entire bill rather than maybe just an excess of €75. So really, it's a warning to consumers now. You need to be very careful. It is not just premium increases. It is that combined with incremental benefit changes. And unfortunately, we have to expect more of the same over the next 12 to 18 months. So the devil will be in the detail as always, Pat.
Yeah, it's obviously caveat emptor, buyer beware. But is there any kind of watchdog that keeps an eye on them? To keep them honest?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and to be fair, so what they have to do, in terms of the legislation, they have to notify the Health Insurance Authority 1 month in advance of any changes to their benefits or any increases or any new plans. And the Health Insurance Authority will put this up on their website. So for people who have the time, you know, you can see exactly what's coming down the tracks. The other thing, though, Pat, I would say to everybody now, and I know this is torture, you need to look at the covering letter that you will get from your insurance company with your renewal pack. Now, that'll be by email or hard copy. And on page one, they will clearly outline, please note there is a change to your current benefits. And if that doesn't concern you, fine. But if it is a concern, you need to engage with them. And the two questions, Pat, which we've covered lots of times, number one, are you changing any of my benefits? Tell me what those changes are. Number two, do you have a similar plan that is less expensive, or do you have another similar plan where these benefit changes are not being implemented? Believe it or not, Pat, there are certain plans with each of the insurance companies, particularly VHI and Laya, where they're not being impacted by these changes. So sometimes it just means you'd have to move to a similar plan and you may be able to retain those benefits for another year. But if you don't check out the detail, if you auto-renew, which unfortunately too many people still do that, you could find yourself months in that you now you realise your benefits are not what you thought they were, but you're locked into another contract for another year.
Question for you, Dermot. Can you change mid-policy if you're paying monthly?
So here's the thing. Strictly speaking, it's an annual contract. So you can, like VHI will only let you amend your cover mid-year or change, or sorry, will only let you amend your cover at the renewal date or change to another provider. If you are with Laya Healthcare or with Irish Life Health, they will allow you change to a different plan mid-year if you wish. But strictly speaking, even if you pay monthly, you really shouldn't be making, you shouldn't be looking to change provider until your renewal date. And Pat, the reason why I say that is we've had people, you know, change cover mid-year, but they've forgotten that they had an MRI scan a few weeks back and now that claim has gone in and then the claim won't be paid. So you could be, there could be issues with claims. So it's always better off doing it at your renewal date and making the changes then.
Another one. I was told by my health provider that the three increases in my policy weren't levelled until I re-signed for another year. My policy went up by €30 a month for shrinkflation quality.
Yeah, and this is an important point that they've raised there. So any changes to your plan benefits or any increases, they only come into effect from your renewal date. So thankfully, half the market has already renewed. They renewed between November and the end of February. So these changes that are coming in, if they haven't already been impacted, these changes won't hit them until the next renewal. But Pat, I'm already being contacted by people who renewed and they didn't check out the detail. And for example, there are people now who are going to consultants regularly. They have plans which give 75% refund. A lot of consultants now, as we know, will charge €300 to €350 for the first visit. People were getting 75% back on that. Now that refund is capped at €190. So people are already being caught out by these limits that have been put on the plans. And that's why people need to tread very, very carefully. And once again, even if you don't want to read through the detail, and I appreciate it's daunting for a lot of people, one phone call to the insurance company and just simply ask them to explain Has there been any changes to your benefits? And if yes, well, you need to get them to explain what they are, because you may not be happy with that.
A final general question then, Dermot. If someone has had treatments which are covered but not paid directly, and they have the receipts and so on, and then they move to a different policy or a different insurer, do those historical bills still get paid up by the insurer who's insuring you at the time?
They do. So they do. Now, people, once again, need to be careful. There are certain time limits. So, for example, VHI will normally allow you to send in the claim within 12 months of the date of the receipt, even if you switch to another provider. Irish Life Health, I think it's 6 months, whatever. So we would urge everybody who has private health insurance, download the apps. And I know everything is now app-based, but the great thing about those apps is that you can literally open up the app and take a photograph of the receipt and send it in straight away, and you get paid straight away. So you're not worrying about, did I claim those expenses or is it too late? The other thing, Pat, I would say, and I know we're all talking about health insurance, there are lots of people, obviously, who can't afford the private medical cover. I mean, there are other plans out there, be it dental cover with the likes of D-Care or the cash plans with HSF Health Plan. In fairness, those benefits have not been reduced. So for people who are looking for good dental or good general outpatient cover, there are other plans out there that you can use to complement your health insurance, or if you can't afford private health insurance, they may be worth looking at as another option. But, unfortunately, the trend now going forward, and it's not a welcome trend, is that we're going to see more increases, but now it looks like we're going to see more of these incremental, erosion of benefits. Okay. For some people, it mightn't be an issue, but you need to check just to make very sure good. You could be the person who could be caught out.
Dermot Good from Total Health Cover, a Loughton company. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.